This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. We all have a unique story to tell. Your life story is part of your legacy, and sharing it is a gift that can be handed down to your loved ones and generations that are yet to come. By sharing your legacy, you offer a rich and meaningful perspective to your children and grandchildren. And today we are visiting with Dan Katz about how you can share your own unique legacy, and it's certainly easier than you think. Dan, thanks for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us, what is the Legacy Guide, and how did the idea for a Legacy Guide come about?
Well, it actually started probably about 10 years ago with my own father, who was a former rocket scientist. And so he, being pretty comfortable around computers, decided when he was about 80 that he wanted to be able to tell his life story for his grandchildren and great-grandchildren and those who followed. And so he created a website for himself and our family. He's 90 and still contributing to it today. And as we started working with Rose Hills Memorial Park, we realized that this is something that's not just simply about people who are already gone, but people who say, hey, you know, I'm getting older, but it's important for me to tell my story and to share that with future generations. It's a gift. And I love the fact that my own kids can go and look at their grandfather's website and read about how he grew up in Atlanta, and read even about how his grandparents traveled here from Russia. It's a marvelous gift, and so that's kind of what inspired us to create a means of communicating legacy to others.
Why do you think it's important for people to share their story and or legacy?
You know, every life is important, and every life makes a difference. And I think when you give that a little bit of thought, you say, you know what? I have made a difference. I want others to know about that. Even if the only difference they made is, and it's significant enough, if they've carried their genes to a future generation. But a legacy can be a contribution that you make to a library. It can be the contribution of time that you make to others. My wife is a teacher, and her legacy is her students and what they do in this world. So having a legacy, in a sense, is natural anyway. Everybody leaves some sort of a legacy, but acknowledging it and realizing that who you are does make a difference in this world, I think that's important. And the idea of recognizing that legacy and having a way to share your life story and let others know what you've done, no matter how large or small a difference you think you've made, I think that's important. And that's why the Legacy Guide is a great way to start, because people want to know, you know, well, I'm interested, but I don't know what to do with that. You know, how do I tell that to somebody? It's in a sense, such an overwhelming task that you don't do it at all. And the idea of the Legacy Guide is to give you some thinking about how to take your life story, which is part of your legacy, and share it. Do you do it on video? Do you do it on a website? Do you do it in paper? In fact, going back to my own father, it really started back when I was a kid, and he took a tape recorder and recorded my grandmother's life story and then transcribed it to a document. I've got that in my bookshelf, and this is my grandmother, my children's great-grandmother, explaining how she came across the Atlantic and how she grew up and her story. I find that just to be fantastic as such a connection with that person and her history. So, again, the idea of the guide is to provide you some basis for thinking about, how do I tell my life story? What are the resources that might be out there to tell it? What are some of the questions that, you know, I can answer for, you know, to tell people about it. And so we've created in the back of the guide a lengthy number of questions about your own past that help you think about it. And so that's again, where this whole you know, concept is going, is to be able to provide that guidance.
I'm sure it can feel overwhelming to try to share your life story for anyone, and there are so many details that needs to be, or one would want to share. How can the Legacy Guide help someone who feels overwhelmed by this process?
Well, I think that because you feel overwhelmed, it's important to be able to focus on a couple of ways in which you might do this. For example, in the Legacy Guide, we talk about being able to think through what your story is. And I think that's perhaps the most important thing, is whether you decide to do this on tape or with a website, with audio, to simply sit down in your old IBM Selectric and type it out. The way that you start is with the first word. You know, the hardest thing, I'm a copywriter, and the hardest thing is sharing, you know, looking at that blank piece of paper. And so the first thing is to say, where do I begin? Well, the answer is at the beginning. So we have a series of questions about beginnings in childhood, questions such as, when and where were you born? Well, that's something everybody can go ahead and write down. When and where were you born? What stories did your family tell you about the day you were born? What, if any, major news events happened that day? Are you named for somebody? So there's about a dozen questions that allow you to get started. What were your parents like? Talk about your siblings. Was your family religious? Did you attend services? You know, what kind of pets did you have? So these are the questions that can get you started. And that's the idea, is to just get started. Once you get started, then suddenly you'll come up with ideas and stories of your own. Then we move forward to talking about, you know, one's adolescence. So some of the questions are, what physical and emotional changes can you recall? What were your hobbies and interests and activities at the time? What were your favorite songs? So what was, what did you want to be when you grow up? Again, these are great questions about that age when, we all are going through a lot of changes emotionally, physically, and I think it's, again, these questions really start to trigger thoughts and ideas that you want to share. Because, again, this is all about trying to express to future generations who you are or who you were to them. Then we get into your young adulthood, and we talk about, asking, what was your first real job? What was it like when you began to really feel like an adult? I think everybody has great stories about that moment when they go, oh, my gosh, I'm a grown-up. What kind of military service were you in? What were your proudest moments, at that time as you became a young adult? And what were some of the disappointments of that? Then we move into thinking about if you've been married or if you've had children. So the questions would be, what was the name of your future spouse? How did you meet each other? How long was your courtship? How did you propose? Everybody's got a great story. How old were you when you got married? Where was your honeymoon? So these are the kind of questions that you can answer about that particular age. Now, the book is designed sort of with an older adult in mind, so we continue to ask questions about later adulthood in your 30s, 40s, and 50s. How did you feel the first time someone called you sir or ma'am? What were the best of times? What were the worst of times? What was your relationship like with your children during that time? And then getting into one's senior years, what was the first time, what was the one thing that made you feel like a senior citizen? How was it the first time you used a senior discount? I'm 57, and I remember clearly the first time I went to a movie theater and they immediately handed me a ticket for a senior. Now, at the time, I was 45, but I had graying hair, and I thought, that's very funny. And as I get older, I'm getting more senior discounts. So that's all part of the storytelling. What aspects of your former life did you have to give up as you get older? You know, my dad, as I said, he's 90, and there was a point in life where he finally gave up golf, which he loved. These are all parts of the story. And then finally, reflecting back, when you know, at whatever point in life you are, whether you're 30, 40, or 70 or 90, you can look back, and so some of the questions are, you know, what do you wish you had done differently? How have your values changed over the years? What lessons would you want to share with newer, younger generations? So by asking all of these questions, and there's lots of them here, not all of them are going to be relevant or all of them you'll want to answer, but by our asking these questions in this guide, you can think about them and then say, okay, I know what these answers are because it's all about my life. Now the only thing is to say, how do I want to tell them? And some people are going to be very comfortable around a computer, or their son or daughter might be comfortable around a computer and do it that way. For my in-laws, they're not comfortable at all around a computer, so we've actually set up a time to videotape them, and we'll interview them with these questions. And that'll make it easy on them, because I want their grandchildren to also be able to know who they are and what their story is and where they came from. All of this informs us who we are. And wouldn't we all wish that we were able to have this kind of information from our grandparents or great-grandparents or great-great-grandparents? You know, we say working with Rose Hills, it's a cemetery. And often when I'm out there, you see the tablets, the markers on the gravesite. And so many of them simply have a date of birth, a dash, and then date of death. Well, that dash is the most important part of the entire story. That's the thing that's missing, and that's what the Legacy Guide allows you to do, is to be able to make that dash something significant instead, and say, this is all about my life, and I want people to know that I lived a full life, that I made contributions, that things and people and events and activities were important to me. So that's how this makes it easier, is because you can go through this very, very simple guide. It's only 16 pages altogether, and be able to organize your thoughts and then say, what's the best way I can tell it? And we have some suggestions then for what you might do if you wanted to have somebody video record that story, or find websites or services that will allow you to be able to tell that story online. So that's the intention of the guide, is simply to make it easier for anybody who says, yeah, I want to pass along my story. I don't want it to simply be over. I want people to know that I made a difference. We've given you a guide to help you get there, and it's free. So what could be better than that?
That's definitely good. Now, today we are with Dan Katz, speaking with us today about how you can share your own unique legacy here on eHealth Radio. Dan, can you share a few of the benefits you believe stem from people sharing their legacy?
Well, I think the greatest benefit is for their future generations to know who they are because of where they came from. That's the greatest gift. And as I said, if you don't do any, you know, if you're not an artist and leave a whole wealth of paintings, you don't have a legacy, or if you're not leaving funding a hospital wing, you still can leave a legacy. And that legacy could be as simple as the story of your life that you leave for future generations. So imagine what it would be like then for your grandchildren or great-great-great-grandchildren to be able to know who they are because they came, at least in some degree, from you. So if you look in the mirror and say, well, gee, I've got red hair, and where did that come from? Yeah, I know it came from my mom, but I didn't realize such and such, it went that far down the line. And this is the reason why you'll see various genealogy websites popping up, because people want to research what their roots are. Imagine now that you have the opportunity to create that story ahead and tell that for your future generations. So it's no longer, again, just simply a historical artifact, but it's the richness of who you are, sharing that now 100 years, 200 years down the road. I think that's an amazing opportunity. That's a gift. And I think that anyone who is able to receive that gift has this wealth of information now about how they became who they are. I think that's really an amazing thing. And, you know, I mean, I think sometimes about my great-grandparents and what it was like when they, you know, they traveled across the Atlantic and settled in America for the first time. And I'd love to have had the opportunity to hear from their own lips or their own pen what that must have been like and how their settling here changed their lives, which in some way affects who I am today as a person.
Well, Dan, where in conclusion, where can people go get a copy of the Legacy Guide? And if I heard you correctly, this is free. Is that what you said earlier?
Absolutely free. You can go online to www.legacyrosehills, all one word, legacyrosehills.com. And it'll take you right to a place to be able to click and then download the Legacy Guide. It comes as a PDF. So you can use it online or you can print it out. As I said, it's only 16 pages, and that makes it pretty darn easy. And if you want a hard copy, then you can certainly call Rose Hills Memorial Park, and they can provide that as well. That number is 800-328-PLAN, P-L-A-N. But as I said, it's just as easy to go online to legacyrosehills.com and download it. It's just a marvelous thing to have and then to pass along to your friends.
Well, thank you so much. We've been talking with Dan Katz today, who spoke to us about how you can share your own unique legacy. Go visit the website and pick up your free legacy guide today at legacyrosehills.com. Dan, thanks so much for being with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. I appreciated the opportunity to talk with you.
You are most welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio. Join us again for another program that can help you to a more prosperous and healthy year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.